It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so this morning I'm reflecting on what I believe has been my greatest spiritual aha of 2015. And that is when things don't happen when I expect them to happen, you know, I conclude that either A, I'm doing something wrong, or B, this is just not God's will. What I'm learning is that many times it is neither. It is that it is not the appointed time for it to happen. And I see that the dynamics of a situation can be perfect. All factors can be in place and things still not happen. I see that clearly when I read John 7:30, the religious leaders had come to the temple to arrest Jesus, and the conditions were perfect. He was preaching in the temple. He was accessible. The crowd start to murmur that he might be the Messiah. I mean, this infuriated the religious leaders, and according to their law, they would have been justified in arresting him. Yet John 7:30 says they tried to arrest him, but could not lay a hand on him, even though they stood only a few feet away from him. They couldn't lay a hand on him because his time had not yet come. That's very powerful. The scripture today is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So today, release your timetable and trust God's will for your life. You know, I've ended one year believing something was going to happen in the next year, and it didn't happen then either. Let that timetable go and embrace God's. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.